Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians. All while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
Oh, good morning. Another gorgeous day. The sunrise, amazing. Okay, my phone is starting to fill up with sunrise pictures. You know, when the weather is like this, the skies are clear and it's hot, those sunrises are just gorgeous.
Isn't that incredible?
Oh, so nice. And well, good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in. This is Leading Edge Medicine. I'm Lynette and Dr. Samira Umat in the studio. It's a girl's show today. Dr. Mixon has the weekend off.
That's right. He does.
Yes. So girl show.
Girl power today.
Girl power today. Maybe we should focus on, and not that this is the only topic that we will have, but women's things specifically.
But also, Lynette, men are, and women are integrated so closely with each other that each other's health depends upon the other, right?
Yes.
So if you want to talk about your wife's health, your girlfriend's health, your daughter's, your niece,
your mother, and whoever it is.
Yeah, and that will impact on you as well. But regardless, we're going to talk about health, wellness. Remember what I said?
Mm-hmm.
Wellness. And longevity, and that's what we do here.
Mm-hmm.
And on days like this, it's such a beautiful day,
so nice.
Full of gratitude, and
yes,
and just, you know, the weather's nice, and but there are lots of things that you need to be careful about, even on a day like this when it is hot.
Yes,
and a thought goes out to those victims affected by the hurricane in Texas,
Hurricane Beryl. Oh my.
I know, and they still have about 1 million people without power in Texas. And I was surprised to hear that. It's 1 week out.
Yes, and 12 fatalities, but that was as of a day or two ago. That can change as well. And it wasn't even one of those huge category 4 or 5 hurricanes. I mean, this was lower category, but did so much damage and all that tropical rain.
And then that's what happens, right? After the immediate impact of the storm, then the rains cause flooding.
And then you've got the flooding.
And then the fixing the damage, getting power. 1 million people in Texas in triple-digit heat without power is unthinkable. And the lines for water and food and
just
basic stuff are long, and a lot of people need a lot of help.
Yeah.
So even in the heat, we do have to be careful. And obviously our thoughts go out to those people affected and hope that they get out of it quickly now.
Yes, and all the rescue workers and all the folks. You know, a lot of people have been diving in from surrounding states. Mm-hmm. A big group from Kansas City went down there just after the hurricane, and they called themselves Operation Barbecue.
Oh.
And what they were doing was providing meals for all of those people that needed meals. And the people that search and rescue people and those that were there trying to respond, all the first responders, and they have been feeding.
Right.
So they too, surrounding areas, because they know what it's like with tornadoes and now hurricanes.
That's right. You know, the best of humanity, right? People are social creatures, and when one is hurting, the others want to go out to help. And sometimes we don't know what to do, but whatever anybody can do and mobilize their network to get help to those that are in need. You know, sometimes people don't even know who helped them, but they'll never forget the act of help. And it doesn't have to be like what you're saying, somebody going out and doing something physical. It can just be somebody there to listen to you when you need a somebody to listen to, you know, a shoulder to lean on. And those kinds of things are just the best in humanity. I find people are incredible. And then keeping them well is our job as physicians. But sometimes in medicine, we get so caught up in disease treatment that we're not well prepared to maintain health and wellness. Mm-hmm. And that is what I think that we do best at Longevity. And there's more and more people like us that are more focused on how can I keep you well? What do you need to know about the aging process that we have learned over time that I can educate you about, treat you with, give you, help you with, prescribe for you that will keep you better than average at your age and help you withstand what the normal aging process is going to do to you? Because remember, Medicare does not recognize aging as a disease.
That's right.
And so, you know, if you go to your doctor to say, hey, I used to walk faster 5 years ago and now I walked slower and now I'm 70 and 5 years ago I was 65, and they're going to say, so?
Yes, they're like, that's normal for your age.
Right. But if you're a runner, you know, if you're an athlete, that's an issue for you.
That's huge.
Somebody who's using their brain all day long and they say, I can't remember what I read in this article, whereas 5 years ago I could. That's normal, but it's not normal for you. So as you transition, as your body changes, you know you better than anybody else. Recognize that there are things that can be done today more so than ever before to help you withstand what time and gravity are bringing your way.
Yes, and we're going to talk about some of those things today. We're going to open up the phone lines if you've got questions about anything related to your health as you're aging. You know, Dr. Umat, we specialize in that here at Longevity. So if it's an aging-related thing with your health, your wellness, we want to talk about that, hopefully give you some answers. Maybe there's a diagnosis that you just recently found out and you don't really understand what this big word is, but you've got it and your doctor didn't really explain it. We could talk about that perhaps today.
Absolutely.
Whatever is going on with you or a loved one, we would love to invite you to call. Phone lines are open right now. We are live in the studio with Dr. Umat today. 1-800-465-8770. That's 1-800-465-8770. And that is the number to call right now and get into the call queue. So I came in a rush this morning. I had a train that really delayed me. And at first I was like, okay, I'm doing good.
I did not panic.
Woo! No, good, because I was here a little later than normal. But I ran in and I plugged in and got everything ready to go and hadn't really even had a chance.
I know.
To
Isn't
look
it amazing?
At our studio.
Yeah, so I think this week was a major install. I love the little table and the lamp over there in the back.
It's so perfect.
I know. But, you know, they're going to do more, obviously. Mm-hmm. But this is amazing.
Yes.
I mean, and I remember that little room that we used to sit in.
We were in a room.
This.
10 by 10, and now we are in 20 by 30. So 6 times the size, which is good. We need that.
But this is like a far cry from what we've been doing for the last 20 odd years?
Yes. So much more. Well, now that we're going to be video. So in the morning, not only will you hear us like you normally do, you will have the option, if you want, to stream us. We'll be on YouTube. So you can stream us and watch us live. As you're asking your questions on your phone, you will see the doctors reacting and deciding, okay, who's going to be talking about this, and sharing your questions. And then we'll be looking right at you in the cameras.
That's right.
And you'll be able to see us talking to you. We'll have information on the screen for you. And no charge for you, of course, because it's just on our streaming service, but just a big leap that Dr. Mixon has been talking about the last couple of years, and now it's happened.
It's reality. He's so excited about this.
Oh, yes. I'm looking in this, and it was exciting when we were in the room,
yeah.
But then the next week it was painted, and then there was paint and carpet. Now we have beautiful furniture, an incredible wood backdrop, all sorts of lighting and things attached to the ceiling. We have all of our 8 cameras. Yes, 8. We will have my command center. Should I call
you
it the
really
command,
have
center?
A command center?
Oh,
yes.
My goodness. I'm so excited that we'll have 3 computer screens. We'll be able to get the callers on the air quicker, and we will be able to, well, you'll be able to see all of us, which will be really fun. And if you miss us because you're on vacation or you didn't tune in or you forgot that we're on video, you can always go to our website, and that is where you'll see us each week too. Or if you need to watch a show again or share us with someone in your family or a friend, it's like, oh, they were talking about this today. You got to hear what they said about prostate cancer or breast cancer. Or, well, last week we were talking about a disease I'd never heard of, but then I've had 2 friends since then diagnosed with the,
which one?
Is it the Sjogren's?
Sjogren's, yeah.
Yes.
How did I know you were thinking about Sjogren's?
Yes. Oh, and I had never heard of it. And my friend said, yeah,
really?
It was just died. Yeah. Do you know anything about this?
It's really a tough one. You know, Sjogren's is hard. Again, an autoimmune disease, but with a lot of dryness. So I've had many patients that we've treated over the years.
And it's not just dry eyes and dry mouth. It's everything else.
It's an autoimmune condition. So it affects multiple systems of the body. Yeah.
So we learn things on this show, and I know you have too. So many of you have called in and say, wow, each week I learn so much. And if you've got the questions, today is the day to call in. We're live. Dr. Mixon off this weekend. Dr. Umat and I here, 1-800-465-8770. All right, so let's dive into, well, the basic and why longevity is here. It's as we age, things happen to our bodies and our mind, and we're quickly, slowly going down a little bit. And sometimes we laugh at that and go, oh, a senior moment, or, oh, I'm getting old. And it's like, well, yes, and we all will face that. But what are the most concerning things as we age that you would find?
So, you know, gerontology is a division of medicine. Yet, as I said earlier, Medicare does not pay for normal aging. So gerontologists basically treat older people that have medical issues because their body responds a little bit differently to disease processes and the medications that are necessary to treat them than a younger person does. And they look at things for an older person a little bit differently. But many years ago, like Dr. Mixon opened this clinic more than 25 years ago, and he recognized at that time, and it was a very small group in those days. They used to huddle together to find out and discuss things, and a lot of the trainers came from Europe. Dr. Mixon met Dr. Terry Hertoghi, very known name in age management medicine, who's of European descent. He's a third generation Belgian endocrinologist, and he talks about what his grandfather was treating and what his father was treating and what he learned, and how the endocrine system becomes weaker at its job as we get older, and how modifying and changing the endocrine system and providing support to the endocrine system can lead you to lead a more vital and healthful life. And some of those things were the basics that started this movement. And every year after that, this movement has taken on and has become a huge part of what we offer to people as they get older. And as more and more people are getting older, they are recognizing that they need these treatments. They need our medical community to understand it, to recognize it. And I'm excited about this field because there has been huge developments in this field. And in the last few years, we have really come to the cusp of something absolutely great. And so if you read people who are in this field, either as a consumer or as a provider or as a researcher, you'll recognize that everybody's saying, don't die. don't yes. die, because they are at the cusp of some great things that are coming along. Now, we all recognize that we want to live if we're healthy.
Yes.
You don't want to live if you are sick, dependent, in a nursing home, or have memory loss. Or,
right.
Right. Okay? Mm-hmm. So then that brings up the question of what is quality of life and what is the health span in lifespan? And how do we improve health span in your lifespan to allow you to live a life that is what you want to live, what you want to get out of it? Everybody's goals are different, but as human beings go, our needs are pretty similar. We are all looking for wellness, family, friendships, motivation, something to
get us
out of bed every day,
some purpose
in life. And those things bind us. So I find in humanity that there's more that connects us than we are separate. And so if we focus on what our needs are, we can actually help each other. But as physicians, my colleagues in medicine focus on the disease end, and some of us in that medical community focus on the wellness end. And our clinic is all about wellness. We do stratify your risk, because that's the only way we can help you be well. We do the same things other providers will do, but our slant is a little bit different in that we're detectives. We look for what are you at risk for, and how quickly is that going to affect you, and what can we do to mitigate that risk for you?
Yes. We're talking about your health, your wellness, and your health span today, and whatever you would like to talk about concerning your health, or maybe a recent diagnosis, new symptoms, whatever it is that you would like to share. We would love to talk with you. Dr. UMAT here today answering your questions, and we're going to learn a lot as we are aging together. Here is that number to call for Leading Edge Medicine today. It's 1-800-465-8770. Our phone lines are now open, and we'd love to talk with you and whatever it is that you're concerned about with your health or a family member's health. 1-800-465-8770. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more Leading Edge Medicine. Stay right there.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5 for service.
Oh, Dolly, working 9 to 5. Woo! She just keeps going and going and going. She is like amazing. Anyone that I have known over the years that has met her in person or interviewed her has just said the nicest, wonderful things about her.
Yeah.
They just love her. And I like hearing that about celebrities, especially people that just keep going and just keep giving. And she's 71, I believe.
Does that sound about right? I don't know how old she is.
You have to Google that. She might be older.
Fabulous. And I agree with you that I've heard nothing but good things about her. And then, you know, one of the funniest things I think she said was about relationships. And somebody asked her, how did you survive this long marriage? And how come, you know, you've made it through all these travels and your hectic schedule and so forth, so on and so forth. And I think her comment was that they stayed in different states. So
they survived it. Oh, and our wonderful producer just sent me a message, said she's 78 years old.
Wow.
Okay,
good for
so Dolly.
She's just great. Woo. And, you know, it's her energy, even at this age. Whenever I've seen her, and I don't follow her or anything, but when briefly she's in the news, it's just the energy she exudes and the love for life that she has.
The vivaciousness.
And then, of course, she's given back to the community as well in so many ways. So I think that's, we used to live in the Carolinas, and I know Jerry's lived in the southern states as well. And that culture is very different.
It really is.
It's really about family. It's about giving back to the community, but supporting each other. So, it was a great few years when we lived over there. Learned a lot.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. One of the things she does that I see regularly is she – has a company that gives books to children at no cost for free. Any child anywhere between the ages of birth and five. Mm-hmm. And you just simply fill out this information and they will mail you a book. And so because I've got four grandkids now, they're all on there.
Okay.
And they get, because three are from one household, they get different books.
Wow.
For that age. And they're so good. And they, the kids go and, because we read a lot. Anytime Nana's there, you know, then that's the kind of, whoo, okay, let's sit and read for a little bit, calm everyone down before we go outside. And a lot of them are from Dolly.
Yeah. Wow, I had no idea.
Yes.
You know, the other thing too is that we don't realize how smart children are and mm-hmm. how quickly their brains learn and how much they love the knowledge that they get.
Yes.
Their brains adapt so quickly. So little kids are such eager beavers. They learn so quickly. So you teach them the right thing and
yes.
you know,
they just
imbibe it. The skills for learning languages and speaking vocabulary skills, learning stories. And so I think the message is just stimulate them,
yes.
you know, encourage them, help them read. Because, you know, I find a lot of times when we as parents are tired, we just use social media as an excuse and plop them in front of the TV.
Right.
Because we need a break.
Yes.
but engaging with them and reading with them at that time is something that we could just help tremendously. And that's why
yes.
I am so grateful to teachers.
Yes. I love what they do. I love what they do. Yeah,
oh,
my daughter.
A blessing.
Whenever I have the boys in the afternoon or the boys and my granddaughter, I'll ask, you know, any movie or a show today when they get tired, or and she'll usually say, nope, they lost that privilege, or they can watch one 30-minute show. She'll give me the kind of, because she is definitely not a screen time mom, and
right.
she uses that as a, if Nana gets tired, go ahead, or to wind them down. And it's usually, you know, an educational thing.
Right.
But she wants them outside, she wants them playing, she wants them coloring, building Legos, and reading.
That's what we did when we didn't have TVs.
That's
and it wasn't that long ago when we didn't have TVs.
Well, let's take a phone call, and we invite you to call in to 1-800-465-8770. We have Eric from Mukilteo as our first caller on the show today. Welcome, Eric. Good morning.
Hello, Eric.
Well, good morning. Good morning, and I love your show. I listen to it every Saturday.
Wonderful.
So my question is about GERD. What do you do with GERD? How do you treat it?
What a great question.
Let's
talk about the basics. Let's talk about the basics. Most people know. First of all, Eric, thank you for calling. Appreciate your listening in. So GERD is gastroesophageal reflux disease. So what does that mean? So when you eat food, the food that you chew goes down from your mouth into the long tube called the esophagus. And from the esophagus, it travels, which is the chest cavity, it will travel into the abdominal cavity. And because you don't want the organs in the chest to mix with the organs in the lung, nature created a wall called a diaphragm that prevents everything from the chest falling down into the abdomen and all the organs from the abdomen moving up into the chest. Remember, the chest carries your lungs, and your lungs are important for aeration, for oxygenation. So the diaphragm separates the chest from the abdomen. But there are connections that go through from the chest into the abdomen, like your feeding tube, so that it creates a little hole in the diaphragm to allow the esophagus to go into the stomach. And from the stomach, it goes into the small intestine. And that's where food is then churned, digested, broken down into smaller particles, absorbed through the lining of the intestinal walls, and then used as nutrients for energy. That is the purpose of the food that we eat, to provide energy for our body to perform function. And then it goes to the colon. From the colon, it is then the water is retained. All the waste products are kept in the colon, and that waste product is then excreted. So the body uses what it wants to use from the food that we eat and eliminates the rest as they are toxic or not necessary. When we get older, the diaphragm becomes weaker. Mm. If we put our body at risk, like with weight gain, certain medications, different factors in our life can cause the acid in the stomach, which is required for us to absorb our food. You cannot have acid in the esophagus because it will cause the lining of the esophagus to be damaged. So the body protects the acid and keeps it in the stomach in the abdominal cavity. But when that sphincter and the wall of the diaphragm becomes weak, that can cause the acid from the stomach to regurgitate and come back into the thoracic cavity, into the esophagus, and that then is perceived as pain. And that pain is gastroesophageal reflux disease or reflux.
Ah, GERD and reflux.
Right.
Okay.
So that is the mechanism of the problem. That is what is basically happening. Food that is supposed to be in the abdominal cavity and in the stomach, where it mixes in a low pH created by the stomach, which is necessary for your body to break down the food particles so that they can be absorbed into their individual constituents throughout the small intestine and then excreted what is not needed. So that is the purpose. And when that mechanism at the gastroesophageal junction, which means the stomach to the esophagus junction, is weak, so that when the stomach is churning and mixing the food, the contents, the acidic contents come back and regurgitate into the esophagus and cause damage to the esophagus. That's gastroesophageal reflux disease.
Okay, and okay? Does that sound familiar, Eric? Is that what you're dealing with?
Yeah. With me, it's interesting. I don't have like heartburn, pain stuff. I like a pressure in my chest.
Yeah.
And so when I first talked to my doctor about this, they thought, my gosh, he was having heart disease, and put me in monitors and stress tests. And he said, finally did an endoscopy. And they said, no, your heart's fine. You have reflux. And my reflux manifests itself. I just feel pressure in the chest, and then I'll have a soda pop or drink a beer, and I'll burp, and it goes away. And but it's like, part of it is associated with weight gain. I scuba dive, and I went down to Honduras on an all-inclusive resort here about in April. And of course they feed you like crazy, and I gained some weight, and I've not been able to get rid of the weight because I'm older yet. Mm-hmm. And so I still have it. So I'm looking for, so it's just frustrating, and I'm looking for some sifting the internet to see what sorts of things work. And there's, of course, they're talking. So I'm drinking apple cider vinegar, does that help? I don't know. And then they're talking about, being careful with drinking water when you're working out. And I work out all the time. I lift weights like crazy, and I run and work out and all that sort of stuff. And it seems like I notice it more after I do that. And it's frustrating because I'd like to get rid of it. It's kind of hanging. I've had it before off and on for probably 10 years. And it's always coming on fairly fast. And this time it's sticking around a little longer than it has before. And I'm just frustrated, wondering what to do about it.
Okay. Okay. Eric, Lynette's telling me we're going to go to a break in any minute. So hang on there. Let me come back from this break and let's talk about GERD, okay?
GERD and reflux. And what I got diagnosed with was silent reflux. So I didn't even know it was happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what?
Yeah.
All of the things. And then what we can do about it.
Right.
What changes can we do as we're aging? We'll be right back with more Leading Edge Medicine. And I'm going to give you a phone number to get in the call queue, just like Eric did. 1-800-465-8770. That's 1-800-465-8770. We'll return with more Leading Edge Medicine in just a moment. Stay right there. Welcome back. back. It's Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette. Glad to be with you and Dr. Samira Umat in the studio today. Dr. Mixon has the weekend off. We're talking with Eric from Mukilteo, and we are discussing GERD and reflux and all those things, heartburn and all of those things. As we get older, we notice, I think we used to make fun of the commercial plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. And it's like, now I'm understanding that. So, Dr. Umat here to talk more about what to do about right. that. What can we do about right. this?
So, Eric, obviously you did the right thing going and getting the investigations done, because the symptoms can, you know, as I was talking about, be pain, but yours were a little atypical in that you needed to be worked up for cardiac disease. And obviously our fear always is don't miss the life-threatening conditions. Mm-hmm. And yes, it can mimic as cardiac disease and it can be interchanged sometimes. So do the right investigations, find out what is actually happening, and then let's look to see how we can help. So one of the things you mentioned was that you are slightly overweight and you're having a difficult time losing the weight. And I think that'll be really important to try to figure out how you can do it, because the weight gain does increase the risk for obesity, because as we're getting older, it's just getting harder and harder. Then the second thing is to try to prevent that acid from refluxing back into the esophagus. And some common things that you probably have already done, but I'll just mention again, is eat small, frequent meals. Don't eat a large meal. Identify the food triggers for you. Avoid those food triggers. And then obviously, you know, right after you've eaten, you want to stay upright and you don't want to lay down. And sometimes even when you do go to sleep at night, you do want to keep the head end of the bed a little bit higher. And they'll even tell some people to put like little blocks under the head end of the bed to raise it a little bit or use an extra pillow or something, so you're avoiding that reflux sensation. You also mentioned something very interesting about acid and what does apple cider vinegar do and is it even helpful. So the important thing here is that when you have reflux and you start taking some medication to prevent that, obviously the symptom, if you have pain, will go away because the acid will not come into the esophagus. But what the antacids, proton pump inhibitors, do, they basically neutralize the acidic condition of the stomach. And the stomach needs to be acidic to absorb nutrients. So that then impacts on nutrient absorption from the food that you take. So if you are taking a proton pump inhibitor, an H2 antagonist, or any antacid-like medication, then make sure that you are taking enough nutrients. Add extra, because your body is going to need them and you will develop some nutritional depletions. The proton pump inhibitors, as good as they are, were never meant for continuous use. Unfortunately, what happens is we put our patients on it, and then because they get relief, we leave them on it forever. Nobody kind of goes back and says, hey, you've been taking this for more than 3 or 4 months. You need to really stop taking it now, because patients will have the symptoms. So we've not treated the underlying condition. All we've done is given symptomatic relief to the patient. I am fond of the vinegars. If the apple cider vinegar, lemon juice-like drinks do help, then what that they do is they basically provide the acidic condition in the stomach to be able to digest and absorb nutrients from the food. In fact, alpha-lipoic acid is something we recommend to a lot of our aging patients because they have less acidic production in the stomach, so they cannot get the nutrients from the food that they eat, even if they eat the same food they used to eat before, which was providing their nutritional needs. So alpha-lipoic acid helps you not only digest and absorb the nutrients, it's actually a very important acidic content on the stomach, but there's a specific way we tell our patients to use it. So I do think that using a little bit of an acidic content will be helpful. But more importantly, treating the underlying cause will need you to lose the little bit of weight that you have gained and continue with the muscle mass building. And as you get older, I didn't ask you your age, but you said you are older. As you get older, your ability to build muscle becomes weaker because you don't have the endocrine support to help you build muscle. study after study has shown that when you have testosterone in adequate amounts and you work out, you will build good, healthy muscle. Muscle helps you build brain-derived neurotrophic factors that are important for tons of function. And the diaphragm is a muscle. It needs the hormonal support to allow you to succeed in your weight loss journey. And not just for that. Testosterone is a brain hormone, has tons of other functions. But you really should think about what are your levels. If you haven't measured them, then have your doctor measure your levels to see where you're at and to start at the foundation of what could be causing this problem and begin there and try to work upwards and do everything else upwards that you need to do.
Is that helpful for you? Isn't that good?
It's just telling me because I'm getting a physical on Monday.
So, very good.
That is right, because I used to weigh about 40 more pounds than I do now. I have the same size waist as I had 40 pounds ago. And that's all muscle mass I've lost for years. And I'm older, like in the mid-70s, so I just, kind of expected that, but still frustrating, in fact, to do that. So I'll have them check the testosterone levels. That'd be a big deal. I appreciate that. I'll suggest that on Monday.
That's great, Eric. Norm, when they look at your total testosterone and tell you that it's normal, have them tell you what free testosterone level is. Because it's your free hormone that is important for function. Mm. That is what's doing what you need it to do. Because sometimes we have a protein molecule called sex hormone binding globulin, which binds to total testosterone, and it doesn't allow it to perform the function that it needs to do. So the total value can be 500, and if somebody has a low sex hormone binding globulin, they can have completely adequate amounts of free testosterone for function. And there can be somebody else with the same total testosterone on a 500, but a high amount of sex hormone binding globulin that will actually lower their free testosterone to suboptimal levels. Remember, normal is always a bell-shaped curve, and for testosterone, you don't want to be at the highest end, and you don't want to be at the lowest end. You want to be at a functional age of hormone content that will be able to help you build muscle, but not give you the side effects of the hormone. And that is a very important point. So don't let them tell you you're normal, but you're at the lower end of the normal range. Aging studies have shown that testosterone in adequate amounts in elderly people does help improve their longevity and lifespan. And even if it doesn't, it will absolutely help with quality of life for you. Okay? So people can find studies about everything that they want under the planet these days. If I quote you a study that shows you the benefit of testosterone, somebody who's opposed to testosterone will quote you 5 studies about the side effects of testosterone. Mm. So the question is, what is right for you?
Right.
And I think medicine is going to go towards personalized medicine more and more. And so you have to think about, what does Eric need? What is right for Eric at this time? And don't think of testosterone as just a sexuality hormone. It is not. It is a brain hormone. You have receptors for that hormone all over your body, and it will perform function everywhere. And right now, we need it to help you build muscle. Muscle burns fat. And as you increase your muscle mass, you will find that your body fat percentage will decrease. Okay?
Perfect. Thank you very much. Appreciate your advice.
Oh, thank you for the call,
welcome.
Eric. Enjoy your sunshine today. All right.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Phone lines are open for your calls, too. Here's the number to get through, 1-800-465-8770. On that same topic of GERD and reflux, Dr. Umat, want to ask about Tums. That seems like that's the thing that we all grab. It's in the cupboard. And when our tum, we start feeling that, we think, okay, and is that the best thing to do, or is that not a good thing?
You know, people use it for symptom relief. I've even heard some people say it's a good source of calcium.
Yes, so, when I was pregnant, I remember the doctor said, yeah, just do a couple Tums.
Hey, I'm not opposed to it.
Okay.
It's not going to hurt with anything.
It's more just...
But-
in the moment, it can give you relief.
Don't, like anything in life, don't overdo it.
Okay.
But the point is, what are you addressing? If I have a headache, will I take a Tylenol once in a while? Yes.
Yes.
If I'm taking a Tylenol every day, I have to stop and ask myself, okay,
what's going on?
What? Yeah. And so, yes, use the tools that are there for an as-need basis, but be educated about what is the functional cause of this problem. And that is the important thing. You know, reflux can cause cancer.
Yes.
And it can hide cancer. So Eric did the right thing in that he went to get the investigations done. He got a diagnosis. They thought he was having a cardiac event. They worked up the cardiac system and said, gosh, no, you have reflux disease. And so you mentioned that you had silent reflux.
Yes,
so
I didn't even know because I had no symptoms.
Exactly. And so finding out what is the cause is very, very important before you can begin in treatment. And then, you know, some people will never even present with the traditional symptoms. Some people may just have a chronic cough or hoarseness.
Oh, okay.
And they all have reflux because it's the acid that's constantly coming back and irritating the esophagus that is causing the cough or the hoarseness in their voice. And some people have nausea. So just thinking about it, if you have an issue, making sure you get in to be seen to get a proper diagnosis so that proper treatment can be initiated is very important. And then not just masking the symptom, but going down to the root cause of the problem and then addressing the root cause of the problem.
Yes, very good. And it's okay to say I know because our former producer of the show and talk show host, Jerry Berg.
Yes.
He just passed away a year ago of esophageal cancer. And he was very vocal about that year he was dealing with it and wanted people to know to get in to get this addressed because it's something
that's right.
That
so
can kill.
Since you brought that up, let's come back and talk about the gallery test real quickly.
Okay, we'll do that. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine, and Nick, we'll get to your phone call in just a moment as well. Here's the number to be on the show today and talk with Dr. Samira Umat today, 1-800-465-8770. We'll be right back.
Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
We're back. It's Leading Edge Medicine. Good morning to you. My name is Lynette. Here along with Dr. Samira Umat, we were talking with Eric about GERD and reflux, and we have something that would be a really good tool for folks.
You know, it's moments like this that I wish we had this technology earlier. And I'm thinking about Dr. Mixon, actually, because he embraces new things very quickly. He does the science research very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we get on this road to newer things, even though sometimes they are not vetted completely. I'm a little bit slower. I kind of lag behind him a little bit. And then I wait for the right research articles to be published before I go, yeah, you were right, Jerry. Let's go now.
There you go. And then
I'm
even slower.
You.
I'm even slower. And I'm like, okay, I got to see what everyone else is doing and how it's affecting them.
And the early cancer detection test, the Galleri test, GRAIL, is something that we adopted a long time ago. We have upwards of 200 patients that we have checked this for. And it was, you know, one of the most expensive tests that I had ordered for a patient. Now, it is out of insurance, so people do have to pay for it. And it was like, oh, my gosh, this is, you know, $1,000, and then we charged $1,250 for it. But, you know, we'll probably be dropping our prices soon. So you heard it here first. It has been approved, so it is coming.
Good.
But what does the Galleri test do? So it is a blood test. And in this blood test, there are 50 different types of cancers that they're looking for. So when you think about cancer, it is a very difficult topic. It is a scary topic. Nobody really wants to know about it, but yet everybody says they hope they don't have it. So in traditional medicine, we do cancer screening. We screen for breast cancer. We screen for prostate cancer, colorectal cancers, and cervical cancer. But these are the only screenings we do. And the other cancers that are more deadly are pancreatic cancer, biliary duct cancer, gallbladder cancer, liver cancer. They cause increased mortality than the ones that we screen for. Yet we don't know how to screen for them, and if we do single cancer screenings, we will be missing disease on our people for a long time. So Grail came up with this test. It's a blood draw, and with this single blood draw, they are looking for cancer signals in the blood. So tumors basically put out cell-free DNA material into the bloodstream. The larger the tumor, the more vascular the tumor, the higher the amount of cell-free DNA. And what Grail does is when they get the sample, they're looking for the cell-free DNA. Now, if they detect the cell-free DNA, then they have to tell the doctor, where is it coming from? Because there's no point in your saying, we'll look for 50 different cancers and say, oh, we found a positive signal. Okay, what am I looking for in the body? What do I do now? So the second piece of the testing is an AI algorithm where they know that there's a specific fingerprint for all these different types of tumors, and they try to match what they found in your blood with what they know that happens in other parts of the body, and they go, okay, this is a perfect match for pancreatic cancer, perfect match for esophageal cancer, perfect match for anal cancer, wherever the cancer is coming from. So there are two parts to the test. The first is looking for the signal, and the second part is where is it coming from, and then it gives the doctor where do you begin your investigations. Okay?
Okay.
And sometimes even if you do a scope, you may miss a tumor because it is hiding. It is not readily visible. But if you have a blood test that says, I think this tumor is coming from this area, now you've given your providers, your radiologist, your scoper more tools. You've given them the possibility that this tumor is coming from this area. I need to look more carefully. And many times they have found the tumor just because the gallery said there is a positive signal coming from here. What does that mean? That means that you saved 1 year from your life in diagnosis alone.
Yes.
Because this tumor may not have been diagnosed for a very long time, and if it was diagnosed late, then treatment may not be available. So it's timing. The gallery test helps early detection for cancers. It gives your physician tools to find the cancer and therefore begin your treatment. So much so that in oncology, there were no protocols for biliary cancer and liver cancer in early stages, and now they're developing these protocols because the cancers are being detected earlier. So a very important tool, and it's not a one and done. It is important that you keep repeating this as frequently as you can. Annually is what is recommended, because the cancer signals come up very quickly, and if you have a negative test 1 year, it's not a guarantee that a year later there is no signal. But the purpose is you want to detect that signal as quickly as possible, and therefore you can get to the right treatment early. The statistics that really impacted on me was that if you detect that cancer signal before it has spread outside the organ of origin, the lifespan will increase dramatically. So if it is detected before it spreads, you will have 8 out of 10 people alive at 5 years, as opposed to if it is spread outside of the organ and detected later, 1 out of 10 will be alive at 5 years. 8 out of 10 versus 1 out of 10 at 5 years is very significant.
Yes.
And that can impact not just on lifespan, but on quality of life. And so for me, this is a very important tool. It is one of those classic tools in preventative medicine. It's a new technology, and it will one day be FDA approved and covered by insurance, but currently it is not. I have done the test, and I recommend that my patients take the plunge and take this test too, because it could be life-saving.
Yes. This is the Galleri test that we're talking about. Next time you're in, if you're a patient of longevity, ask your provider about that.
And we'll probably have a fair coming up soon.
Yes, that's good. When we are just doing that, people can sign up if they're not longevity patients get that taken care of.
That's exactly right.
Keep you in the know and let you know when we do that next.
Yes.
All right. We're headed to the phones. If you've got a question, now is the time to get through. We have room for you at 1-800-465-8770. Right now, Nick from Seattle on the line. Good morning, Nick.
Hello, Nick. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes. I have a question about Viasure sound therapy.
Yes.
Does that help BPH?
Yes. It does.
Do I need to be a member to?
No, you don't. Use? No, you don't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good question. Go ahead.
I called in and talked to Frederick, and they said I need to be a member. So.
No, you don't. Yeah, no, you don't. It's a good question, and thank you for asking it. So, for those listeners who don't know what Viasure is, it's basically the name of a machine. And it provides sound wave therapy. And it is a really good treatment tool for erectile dysfunction and benign prostatic hypertrophy. We started using this, Nick, first for just erectile dysfunction in men, and we were getting very good results. We do a full questionnaire. Our doctors will provide the treatment, and in all three clinics, it is available by male providers. And once they get your medical history and they deem that you are a good candidate for treatment, they can begin treatment on the same day. You do not have to be a longevity patient to receive this treatment. And then a little while ago, we had I think he was a radio show listener. He called in and asked if we could do it for BPH. And we did look into it, and there were protocols for BPH. They are a little bit different than for ED. And we actually had very good success on that patient. And subsequently, we have treated many more patients for BPH only with the Viasure device, and they have gotten very good results. And we do keep a tally of what the results show, because if we are offering a treatment, we want it to be effective. There are, you know, a medical questionnaire you will fill out. If you're coming to Kirkland, you will see Dr. Pentland. He will go over the medical questionnaire with you, make sure that you are a good candidate for therapy, that there's no contraindication for treatment. And then if you both decide to proceed, he can provide the first treatment on the day that you come in. And it is a series of treatments that are needed. But what I like about it is that you don't have to take medications, because some patients do have side effects to medications, and the medications are not as effective for them. And if you're a regular radio show listener, you'll know that somebody had called in and said they took one or two pills and they decided that was not for them and they weren't going to take it. And the Viasure device really does help, so that you avoid the medication, you avoid the side effect of the medication, and it will help. The penetration is different, the settings are different, and the device is used a little bit differently. But it's the same device, and yes, it works, and yes, non-longevity patients can come in for treatment as well.
Okay.
So Nick, what you can do is I'll send in an email to my team in Kirkland, and then if you call in next week speak to the team again, they will be able to give you more information. And I'm not sure about the details, but the treatment is available to non-longevity patients.
Yes, I just have another comment about GERD.
Yes. Sure.
Previous couple.
Yes.
I have some problems too with acid, and a couple things that helped me were papaya enzyme.
Yes.
And chewing gum after a meal.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And dandelion.
Dandelion. Yes, oh. Actually, Dr. Pentland has said this before with dandelion. And, you know, we have a supplement that we use with dandelion extract for the GI system. It is really very good for the GI tract. So, yes, I completely agree with you. Papaya extract has been helpful. People have used it and dandelion. You know, and also with gum, like especially peppermint, mint oils and those things are really good for GERD symptoms as well. Then, you know, again, the underlying message here is find out what is the real cause of that GERD so that you can get the right treatment.
It sounds like the older you get, it could be low acid, not high acid.
That is right.
The low acid triggers the valve there to stay open. That's my understanding.
Well, yeah, so what happens is when the stomach, when the food comes from the esophagus and it goes down into the stomach, then the valve is shut, and then as the stomach churns the food, the acid content doesn't go back through the valve, regurgitate through the valve into the esophagus. But if that valve becomes weaker, then it will, you know, regurgitate through and cause the acidic condition. And then the question is, why is it weaker? Is it the muscle? Is it, you know, the content of the food? Is it weight gain? Is it the type of food? Did you eat too quickly? Did you eat the wrong foods? Because many people will tell you they know the trigger. And unfortunately, a lot of times it's tomato-based, it's spice-based.
Okay.
And a lot of people eating rich, spicy, oily food, fried foods late at night and then going right to sleep afterwards. Well, you're going to have that reflex. You basically are, you know, laying down, causing this food to go back. Gravity is doing its thing. And so avoid things like that to prevent the regurgitation.
I heard the caller mention water. Water was bothering him. I was wondering why water would do that.
I think what he said was he would have to drink something and then he would have to burp. So the gas, you know, then release the gases or relieve the pressure.
Okay.
I think that's what he was saying. So as he was saying it, I was thinking he's probably drinking a carbonated beverage.
Oh, yes.
That allows you to burp. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, that helps.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your call, Nick.
Yeah, thank you, Nick.
And please do call back sometime next week. I will send an email to the team and let them know, okay? And the manager is Jenny. If you need to talk to Jenny, just ask for her, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you and good luck. Bye-bye.
Yes. Thank you, Nick. We'll take a quick break here and we'll be back to tell you how you can become a member of Longevity and some of those benefits and why it's important. All right. And we'll be back with more of your phone calls as well. Phone lines are open and ready for you at 1-800-465-8770. That number again to get through is 1-800-465-8770. We'll be right back with more Leading Edge Medicine in just a moment.